Early next year, there will be drug-sniffing dogs in the halls of Hopkins High School in the Minneapolis suburb of Minnetonka. The dogs, which belong to the Minnetonka Police Department, will be checking students' lockers for telltale signs of marijuana and other drugs. Several years ago, a group of students proposed using dogs to search for drugs. The administration drew up a plan, which has been endorsed by the current student government and was approved by the school board last week. Betsy Scheuer is one of the student government members who has helped explain the plan to the students.
I believe that what people decide to do on the weekends and at their house is their own decision, and I really have no influence over that. But the minute that they bring their drugs into my school, it becomes my problem, and they start to infringe upon my rights by bringing their habits into my school and making me smell their marijuana smoke in the bathrooms or making me see their drug exchanges in the hallway.
What about those peers, the other kids in school? What do they think of you and the group that you've joined with to make this kind of suggestion?
I think the kids that are having the biggest problem with this are the kids that do keep drugs in their lockers. And basically, what we're trying to get the message out to them is get your drugs off of school, and they're understanding that message because their thing is, if you're going to tell us when the drug search is, then we'll just take our drugs out of our lockers.
What do you think about the possibility that somebody might just take everything home and bring everything back?
Well, the first drug search will be announced, but after that first initial drug search, there will be unannounced dog searches.
You know, these dogs are, as I understand it, trained to locate even places where drugs have been.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any concerns that you might be infringing upon the rights of your fellow students if a dog goes to a locker, then the authorities in the school know that that's a kid they will keep their eye on, perhaps rightly, perhaps not?
Well, actually, what will happen is if a locker is identified with having a trace of drugs, guilt will not automatically be assumed at that person whatsoever. And the only people who will know that that person's locker was identified would be the social worker at our school. The police will have no idea whose locker that is. All they will know is a number. The administration will not know. The students will not know. The teachers will not know. Only the social worker and possibly the parents.
I wonder if you're perhaps overreacting to what is going on in your high school. You say that some of your fellow students don't feel that the problem is sufficiently serious to merit this kind of wholesale look around by people who would be in a position to, take names.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would agree with you that we are overreacting. And there is evidence to show that 77% of the students at Hopkins do not use drugs or never have used drugs. And it is true that Hopkins is not known for its drugs. So if you want to say that we're overreacting, I would agree with you, but at least we're not underreacting to a big problem.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Well, thank you very much, too.
Betsy Scheuer is a senior at Hopkins High School in Minnetonka, Minnesota.